BRH 104.9 FM here at Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's 3 o'clock on Friday, so you know what that means. This is Songs of Icarus with your host, Ian Duffy. I have another special guest today, Josh Pinton. How are we doing?
I'm doing great today. I'm so happy to be on the show, ready to have a great time, listen to some good tunes, have some good conversation.
Awesome, yeah. We just got some wings, too, before we came in. We ate those before we came in because, you know, it's to eat in the studio. How were they? They were pretty good, right?
They were pretty good, I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure where they came from.
We still can't figure them out. But it was for like a philanthropy event. So, you know, we donated $10 and got some wings. So it was fun. Today was the last day of classes. Are you done with class? I mean, do you have any late classes?
No, I'm done. I'm done with everything, actually, until I have to be here until the 21st.
I'm here till the 20th.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
But everybody's leaving before me. So at least I got you.
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah. So, I mean, all I got left is a project to submit tonight that I'm almost done with, and then 4 8 a.m. finals.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's tough.
But we'll get through it, you know? No issues. Show kind of started a little late, which is fine. Technical difficulties. I have a show before me, so it's always the transition between shows is kind of difficult. So let's not hesitate. The first song I have is called The Perfect Parts by Shaky Graves. I found this when we were like studying in Kirby.
Okay.
Like the third floor.
Okay.
The other night when all of us were just like awesome. 4 or 5 hour grind session. And I loved it. Yeah. So let's get right into it. Here's The Perfect Parts by Shaky Graves. That was The Perfect Parts by The Shaky Graves. Real grassroots kind of song. I think that's how to describe. I don't know. Like
I think grassroots blues. Refers to like a bluegrass type.
I think there's like a blue. There's definitely a blues inspiration in it that I hear.
Very good song. Yeah. Never heard it before, but
yeah. What's this next one?
So this next one is called Sunday Candy. It's by Dummy Trumpet and The Social Experiment. I listened to this song a lot over the summer. Had some really good hikes and I don't know. Made some good memories listening to this song.
So okay, awesome.
I wanted to share it with you guys.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Sunday Candy.
Say in her voice, in her way, does she like me? With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with a hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Slowly, taking in my body. It's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday candy.
You gotta move slowly. Take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been waiting for you. You're my Sunday candy. Come on in this house.
For the candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoe. Came and dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget, I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in
this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain. Holy, I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday candy.
You gotta move slowly, taking
in my body like it's holy.
That was Sunday Candy by Donnie Trumpet and The Social Experiment. Great song. I did hear it before, after I heard the chorus.
Everybody, nobody knows what it is until they hear the chorus.
Yeah.
They know what it was.
And when it first started playing, Josh and I were talking. I was like, that has to be Chance the Rapper. And it was.
I was wrong. I thought it wasn't.
Cause it sounded just like him. I mean, it is him.
There was no way it was going to be anybody else.
And I love him so much. His old stuff, though.
Oh, I agree. I think the song on that album that you're about, this song,
the Coloring Book, yeah, that album is
great.
That's like the first album I ever heard from him. This was when I was like getting into Chance and Kanye, like eighth grade or no, like freshman year of high school, I think. I think it was out at that time. And then I just fell in love. And then he dropped whatever that new album is, and it's just,
it's not good. It's not good.
Like Acid Rap and Coloring Book are his best things. He can come back if he has a good album.
Yeah, I don't know, though. It's hard for... I think he's big enough, though. He probably could. But it's just inevitable at this point. It seems for, like, these great artists to just drop one album that's kind of like,
And then they're just like off.
And then, and then they're kind of like, oh, okay, they're still around. But.
Like, the creative direction is just something different, not what everyone used to like, which I respect. Like, you got to change your stuff up, but not everyone likes it. But I'll always be a fan of his old stuff. And on that note, we are going to play a song off Coloring Book. This is Blessings, featuring Jamila Woods, who was on the last song, too.
She was the female.
Female. The last song, awesome. Yeah. Okay. So they're both really talented. This is one of the few songs I can play off this album because it's not explicit. You know, because FCC and the 10 grand thing. Yeah, we don't want that happening. Here we go. Blessings by Chance the Rapper featuring Jamila Woods.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone. When the blazes go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now, look out for your family. He has ordered my steps, gave me a sword with a crest, and gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath. Don't be mad.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone. When the praises go up,
good God,
the blessings come down.
Good God,
when the praises go up, oh,
good God,
the blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up,
keep falling. The blessings come down. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Good God!
They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor, with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money, ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close, ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings and worldly possessions. Like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm at war with my wrongs, I'm writing four different songs. I never forged it or forfeited, I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4 minute song, you need a 4 hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water.
That was Blessings, Chance the Rapper, Jamila Woods. Great song. One of my favorites. Always gets me in a good mood on like a Friday. You okay?
I just destroyed my shin on the desk.
Damn.
It's okay. So this next song is, I'm not a huge Charlie Puth fan. I know he's very talented. Some people are either love him or you hate him. I think he's got some good stuff. I think he's got some misses. This is definitely a hit. Okay. It's with Kalani as well, and you can't go wrong with Kalani.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect in every way. I'm going to leave it at that for Kalani, but this is Done For Me. Up next. I don't know if Ian wants to say anything.
Yeah, I don't hate or love him. He has good songs. I just really appreciate his talent. That's it.
Fair. That's fair.
He's like, he knows his music.
Yes, he does. And he makes all his own stuff.
Exactly. He does all his production, which I think is really cool. Just plays every instrument, which is that's crazy to me. Yeah. All right, let's stop talking. Done For Me, Charlie Puth and Kalani. Yep. That was Done For Me, Charlie, is it Puth or Puth?
Puth.
It's Puth?
Puth.
I thought it was Puth.
No,
okay,
Puth.
And Kalani. Awesome song, really loved it. This next one, Phone Boy,
that's right. We had him perform, right? Here too.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy. That was awesome. What was it? The Loft Cello? What was it called?
Loft Cello,
right?
Yeah.
That was probably one of the most fun days I had last semester.
President Barley came, and
yeah.
You don't remember that? She
no.
was in there?
What'd she
went say? Into the little mosh pit that...
She did?
Yeah, she was moshing in front of it.
It was Phoneboy who was playing, and a bunch of people were up front. We were all having such a fun time, and they made us all move.
Yeah, I know, and they kicked
it. I was so annoying. I get it, like the COVID, but it was so much fun in the moment. That was a long day, too. Were you at the band party after that?
Oh, yeah. I remember
that was a lot of fun. We met Phoneboy. We were
That's
like,
where
talking
I met Cole,
them.
Which is crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I met Cole there.
I love that dude. He's
that
sick.
Was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A little bit of a hazy night, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fuzzy. A little fuzzy.
Yeah, Phone Boy, they are a... Are they a trio now? Three people, right? In the band, I think. They have one album out. It's called Phone Boy. I love them. Josh loves them. My sister loves them. Chidi loves them. Of course. He loves them.
Everybody loves them.
They just have such a fun sound. This is probably one of my favorites off the album. This is Hey Kid by Phone Boy. If you never listened to them before, they're definitely upcoming. Like, they're known, but I could see them being, like, big.
Yeah. Just add it to your list. If you haven't heard, definitely add it to your list. If you've got other songs you want to listen to, do that, but also listen to this.
Yeah, check them out. All right, here we go. Here's Hey Kid by Phone Boy.
Waking up at the same moment, watch me as I
freaking clean your room! She's hopping the fence, let's get inspired. Don't look down now, don't get found out. Grew up in bed with mannequin heads and backseat drivers. Windows down now, thinking out loud. Hands up in the sky, Civic's going 65.
I love that song.
Great song.
So much. Oh my God.
I completely agree. Great song.
They never miss. They just always get me in a good mood. If you ever see me, like, Josh just saw me do it. I just air drum this song so hard. If you ever drive in a car with me while I'm listening to music, you have, like, air guitar, air drums.
I worry if you do that when you're in the driver's seat as well.
No, I don't. I just tap the wheel. I just, when a song is that good, bro, I just can't not move to it.
Of course.
Yeah. This next one's from you.
It's Sports by Beach Bunny. Some of you definitely know this song.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're missing out.
Oh, this song's incredible.
Indoctrinate you. I don't know if that was the right word, but that's okay.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's a great song. Incredible vibes from this. This is something. It's not relaxed. You're not gonna wanna.
No.
You're not gonna wanna sip coffee and read a morning paper to this. But I don't know if you have to go fight a bear or steal something.
For me, this is like a. Cook a late breakfast song. I love to have really upbeat music while I'm cooking, I'm like dancing in the kitchen, and this is like the song I make people.
You gotta be moving around
for this song. You can't be sitting still. Yeah. All right. Let's play it. I mean, I just want to hear it. Yeah. Here's Sports by Beach Money. This has been two shows in a row where I've messed this up, Josh.
No, it's okay.
If you feel lonely, I could be lonely with you. Tell me, baby, why do you seem so blue? Why are we so complicated? Maybe love is overrated. I'm tired of waiting. I was never good at sports. Save the games for the girls on the tennis court. Say you need me, but then you feel unsure. Come on to me, come on to me. I need more.
So good.
Such a good song. Incredible song.
Yeah. Josh and I were just dancing.
Jamming out.
Yeah.
That was great.
This next one is kind of a similar vibe. I think it's a little slower. Definitely slower.
It is.
But it has that same, like, sunny morning, positive energy sound to it. No, I'm playing one before
you. Oh, you are? Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, no. Be like that.
No. I'm playing one more song before your song. Okay. I'm not going to give away your song. Buttercup by Hippocampus.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, let's just play it. Buttercup by Hippocampus.
I've been finding my own, she said. I don't need you inside my head. She's been finding me. She's been finding me. I've been finding my own, she said. All my love's wrapped in chains of red. She's been finding me. She's been finding me. We'll be right back.
the brink so you can't leave. On the ground, lost and found, understand me. Putting words in my mouth, trying to get free.
That was Buttercup by Hippocampus. This is your next song, Josh, so
yeah,
let's hear it.
I do have a little bit that I want to say about. I absolutely love the song. It's Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. He wrote this about his wife after he found out that she was pregnant. If you listen to the actual lyrics in this song, it's incredible. It's one of the most lyrically moving songs that I've ever heard. I have occasionally listened to it walking at night alone through campus. Painful to admit that, but nah. You know, when you have those days where you just need some time to yourself, throw this song on, listen to the lyrics, take a little step back from reality. It's great, and I hope you all enjoy it as well.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Time in a Bottle, Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
What a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The guitar in that as well is so, it is so hard. I have tried 1,000 times to learn that song, and I've gotten maybe through the first, 15 seconds of it. It's so good. I wish. That's a dream to be able to play that.
Yeah, that's like Neon by John Mayer.
That's legendary in and of itself. Yeah, the Neon riff is incredible.
That was such a nice song. Josh was telling me some other stuff about Jim Croce and his wife. If you want to, just you can do some more research on that if you want. But I think he said they both passed away, and now the kid owns a restaurant.
The kid owns a restaurant. Yeah, I think the son owns a restaurant. I'm not sure where it is though.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Yeah. This next one is from the Technicolors. Charlie Foster actually put me on to this band during one of, I had a show with him 3 weeks ago, I think, maybe four, and he showed me a song called Space Cadet by them, and then I was just listening to them more, and then I found Lilies for Lily, which is what I'm going to play next, and I just fell in love. Like, the song is just so good. Do you know
the song? I think I've heard it once, but it's
been a while.
You know, to be honest, maybe not.
Yeah. It's sick. I love it. So without further ado, here's Lilies for Lily by the Technicolors. That was Lilies for Lily by the Technicolors. Josh, introduce this next one.
I just want to say that was a great song.
Yeah.
So this next song is called Sweet by Bren Joy and
Landon Sears.
Landon Sears.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is honestly, it's just a great song. It's, again, something I had listened to over the summer a lot. I honestly picked up most of my new music over the summer, haven't listened to too much this semester, which is, it's unfortunate. I'm not a fan of that. But yeah, it's similar genre, similar feel to what we just listened to. Trying to keep it on brand a little bit this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have too much else to say about it other than that. It's a great song.
All right, awesome. Yeah, here we go. Sweet, Bren Joy, and featuring Landon Sears.
I got you going so far, keep running away from me.
Running away from me, yeah.
You says you know who you are, you keep it so sweet.
You're recording? All right.
Sweet.
Okay, welcome to your 2020.
If me, you could be a possibly modesty. It's what I'm about, but man, I'm thrown up all in the sea. So let me throw you in the Prada. We'll be not always cut the food, biggie. Stick up so I shoot. And I'm whipping all the you.
And she said that she loved it. I'm so driven and she wanna ride.
Killing me softly, burying down. I wait by the phone. I didn't think you would call. I'm about to pour out my deuce. I'm about to get lost in Wonderland, yeah. But right then it's when you.
You trying to do something?
Stick up so I shoot, and I'm whipping over you.
And she said that she loved it, I'm so driven, and she won't ride.
That was Sweet by Bren Joy and Landon Sears. Really cool vibe.
It is. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Thank you. It it wasn't... I didn't remember their little speed rap in there, but...
I liked it.
It's still good.
It was cool. There's not a lot of songs like that anymore, like rap-ish that are not explicit that we can play.
No, I absolutely agree.
Because there's so many songs out there that I love so much that I just like can't play because there's one... like cursing it, like British Bombs by Declan McKenna.
Yeah,
dude, that song is incredible. There's a bunch I can't play. This next one goes out to Garvin. If you've listened to my show, you know who this kid is. He listens every week. He always tunes in. He always gives me requests. He's one of my best friends here.
I don't know, though. He just sent me something really questionable. We might have to not...
Another song?
No, he didn't. He just...
Some soccer team.
Disrespect, man.
Disrespect to your
Arsenal. I know you're listening to this right now.
Yeah, he's trying to get a rise out of you. Yeah. Garvin, this one goes out to you. This is Silver Soul by Beach House.
Thank you.
That was Silver Soul by Beach House.
Great suggestion, Garvin.
Thank you, Garvin.
That was a wonderful song.
It's 3:57. We have time for one more song. This one, I've known it forever. I first heard it at Guitar Hero 5.
It was the first time I ever learned
The Vampire Weekend. And I've loved this song ever since. Just
Vampire Weekend, dude.
Gets me going, nostalgic. Bro. It gets me going. Yeah. Here's A-Punk by Vampire Weekend. That was A-Punk, Vampire Weekend, last song of the show. Love it. Yeah.
Lovely.
Shout out Josh's dad, if you're listening.
Yeah. Shout out Dan Pinton, the man. Not sure how you discovered this, but we love to have you listening.
The more listeners, the better. Yeah, this was a fun show. You enjoyed it?
Of course.
Yeah. We played some good music. I have one more show ever this semester. It'll be next week, 3 to 4. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it because I'll be here because of finals. But after that, I won't have another show until the fall of 2022. I'm going abroad. I'm studying abroad in Germany, so I won't have a spring semester show here. It'd be cool if I could, like, do one in Germany.
You probably could. There's.
I've done it before because, like, for freshman year, I was doing them virtually.
Oh, you could probably do it then.
I could probably do it, yeah.
WJRH needs songs over Christmas. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't just
right? yeah. This is fun. Any closing words, Josh?
No. Thank you, Ian, for letting me come on and play some music, listen to some good tunes. Happy to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, as you guys know, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM here at Lafayette College, based in Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Songs of Icarus with your host, Ian Duffy, and special guest, Josh Pinton. I had a great show today. We're done with classes. It's Friday. We have a fun day ahead of us. There's a humor writing thing. There's a stand-up comedy thing, 5 to 7 in Limburg Theater, Farrenon Basement. Also a performance from Cadence in Farrenon in the lobby at 6 o'clock, I believe, for about 20 minutes. So if you're in Farrenon between 5 and 7, there's definitely some cool stuff going on. Definitely check it out.
Or if you're not in Farrenon,
just come to Farrenon. Yeah. All right, and that's all I got. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hopefully I will have a show next week. Stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's it. Everyone have a peaceful rest of your day. Peace.